Hi there, welcome. I'm Stephen Baker, and you're listening to my Seek the Truth Bible Media podcast. Seek the Truth is a Bible media site bringing to you truth you can trust exclusively from the Bible. How a sea captain got peace. A wild, swearing tyrant of a sea captain lay on his back in his cabin in the mid-ocean. Death was staring him in the face. He was frightened in the presence of the King of Terrors, and fear that he'd never experienced before took hold on him very fast. He said for his first officer, Williams, he said, kneel down and pray for me. I'm awfully bad. I expect I'll go this time. I'm not a praying man, Captain, said Williams. You know, I can't pray. Well, bring your Bible and read me a bit, for my rope's run out. I've got no Bible, Captain. You know well I'm not a religious man, said Williams. Well, send the second officer here then, said the captain. Perhaps he can pray a bit. In a few moments, the second officer stood by his bedside. I say, Thomas, said the captain, I'm afraid I'm bound for eternity this trip. Get down and pray for me, man. Ask God to have mercy on me. I'd do it to oblige you, Captain, if I could, said the second officer, but I can't. Since I was a lad, I've never prayed. Have you got a Bible then, said the poor captain. Not a Bible either, sir. I'll tell the third officer. I want to see him, said the captain in desperation. The third officer was like his superiors. He neither prayed to God nor read his inspired word, the Bible. He didn't even possess a Bible. Wow, this is a difficult situation. They searched the ship for a man that prayed, but he was not one aboard. Nor could a Bible be found. At last a man informed the captain that he'd seen a book like a Bible in the hands of the cook's boy. Willie Platt was his name. See if he has one, said the captain quickly. Son, have you a Bible? Asked the man. Yes, but I only read it on my own time, replied Willie, as he went bright red in the face. That's all right, boy. Take your Bible and go down to the captain's cabin. He's very sick. He thinks he's going to die. He wants someone to read the Bible to him. The boy went with his Bible to the dying captain. Have you got a Bible, boy? Yes, captain. Sit down here and find something in it that will help me now. I'm going to die. Find out something about God having mercy on miserable sinners like me. Read it to me. The poor boy didn't know where to read, but his mother had made him read the 53rd chapter of Isaiah just before he went abroad for that voyage. Willie turned to the captain, and he turned to the chapter, and he read the fifth verse. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. The captain, who'd been listening intently, realising that this was possibly his last chance, said, stop that, boy. Read it again. Read it again. Once again, Willie read. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. A good boy, he says, I think that's it. Willie got braver. He said, Captain, when I was reading that verse at home, Mother made me put my name in it. May I put in your name? Certainly, son. Put your name in. Well, Willie read it with his own name to start with. He was wounded for Willie Platt's transgressions. He was bruised for Willie Platt's iniquities. The chastisement or the punishment of Willie Platt's peace was upon him, and with his stripes, Willie Platt was healed. When Willie finished, the captain was halfway over the bedside. He said, boy, put your captain's name in it. Put your captain's name in it. John Coutts, the boy read. He was wounded for John Coutts' transgressions. He was bruised for John Coutts' iniquities. The chastisement of John Coutts' peace was upon him, and with his stripes John Coutts is healed. When he'd finished the verse, the captain said, that will do, boy, you go back on deck. As the captain lay back, over and over again, he repeated the glorious words of Isaiah 53, verse 5, putting his own name in. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. And joy filled his heart. That night John Coutts died. But before he died, he'd called all his officers and the men in, and he told them that Jesus was wounded for his transgressions, that Jesus was bruised for his iniquities, that Jesus' stripes had healed him. I want you to know today, my dear friend, the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, can cleanse you from every sin.
Well, that was really good of you to listen to our podcast today. We hope you found it interesting. You can contact me on my webpage, seekthetruth.org.uk, or you can get to us through our email, stepcar61@gmail.com. Thanks again for listening. Teaching truth without a twist through Seek the Truth Bible Media Podcast.